بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.
So what he explained was that this verse, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, never say أُفْ. And Almighty Allah commanded us, never be angry. It was beyond us. There will definitely be times a mother in the end of the day is a woman. And women are women. It can be your mother, it could be Rabia Basriya. Women are women. Sometimes they will say something which is little bit harsh. And sometimes it's very harsh. The woman is a woman. So sometimes you will get angry. Anger is a thing within, you can't stop it. But the tongue is in our control. So Almighty Allah never commanded us, don't get angry. Then we would not have managed at all. Almighty Allah commanded us, don't show your anger. La taqul. Don't let your tongue express what's inside. Just control it. If a man can control anger, whether it's anger with his parents, anger with anyone, if a man can control anger, in this world, in the year after, he will enjoy the best. In the year after, it comes in the narration, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala will call him in front of all. And Almighty Allah will tell him, you will now choose from the woman of Jannah whatever you wish, whoever you wish. The highest reward, because it was the highest action, controlling. In this world, in the same narration, it mentioned, Mala Allah qalbahu amnan wa imanan. In this world, Allah will fill his heart. Amnan, he'll always feel at ease. He'll be at peace. Always. Wa imanan, and he will find his heart bursting with iman. One in Jannah, choose from the woman of Jannah, whoever you want. Two in this world. Amn, peace, security will be, your heart will be filled with it. And the other one, iman. Three things just for a person to say. Anger, stop. He doesn't express his anger. It's a very hard thing. But when the results of it are so unique. Mala Allah qalbahu amnan wa imanan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to be able to control our emotions. Emotions happen, they come, but the tongue is in our control, the hand is in our control. First, we will give a slight explanation of a surah of Quran, and then we will explain one chapter in the kitab known as Mishkatul Masabih. In Quran, we explained yesterday about Surah Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas to the students. We will now give an explanation of another surah, the one next to it, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. This is a basic explanation. After the explanation, someone will read the surah slowly. We are explaining in the madrasa that we don't want someone to go from Arabic to English to understanding. We want you to jump from Arabic to understanding. But this is hard. You have to get the words right. First, you have to know this word means this. Then later on, you don't even think it means this. You just jump. And then the third thing we're explaining is, after you manage to get there, then when the Quran is read, it mustn't be an understanding only. It must be a picture. Because remember when you were small and someone said, read a book. People love reading a book, but they couldn't see a picture. But when television came out, being halal and haram is a different issue. This is an issue of an example. Why that boy who doesn't like to read books in school is ready to watch any cartoon, any movie? Because the mind relates with the picture much faster than it relates with the understood words. In the books also, if they drew a picture, when we were small, they used to draw that picture black and white. That picture itself was so ugly. But because it was a picture, you would see the boy looking at the picture and reading one line under it. Every mind wanted a picture. You understand a lot from a picture. When Quran is read, there were people in the past who saw things when Quran was read. We are very far. First we have to make the first step, Arabic to English. Then it's Arabic immediately to understanding, no English in between. And then it's Quran immediately into the picture. But as it's being read, you're seeing it. As it's being read, you're seeing it. It is when that happens that you find a person known as Waqaf, that suddenly he stopped. A verse of Quran was read, he stopped immediately. Because if a person is speeding, and then he sees that police officer, doesn't he just stop? How he stops? He saw. How has got to do with seeing? So I will explain the surah, then when it's read, we're going to try to see this. We're going to try to get an understanding through a picture. This is known as Al-Falaq. Falaq means that which bursts, which breaks through. Falaq. Ulama have explained three things break through. And with all of this here, then the surah goes. The first is that dawn breaks through darkness. Dawn breaks through darkness. But who did it? Allah did it. Rabb. The second is a child in the womb of the mother in layers of darkness. The child breaks through and it comes out into light. Again, who takes out the child? The whole world will say nothing but none but Allah. Otherwise, the mind can never work out how did the child manage to come out alive. But Almighty Allah said, from darkness into light. Dawn breaks darkness. Allah delivers that baby from darkness into light. The third falak is where you have a seed which is covered in the darkness of the earth. And Almighty Allah then says, come into the light of the world. Falak of the seed, falak of dawn, and falak of the child, breaking through from darkness into light. Who takes that weak seed, the weak child, and dawn, which is not even something that you could see, it wasn't there, and now it took over the whole sky. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is Rabb. Rabbul Falak. The one who did it. From that Allah who took these three out of darkness. In the surah we say, I ask you protection from darkness. Min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab. From the evil of darkness when it spreads. You get two types of darkness. One is physical darkness and it comes with its own problems. And one is a spiritual darkness. It comes with depression, it comes with anger, it comes with jealousy. Two types. But that Allah who took out three weak things, a seed, and He made it so valuable, it became a tree. It became the creator of other seeds. But in the beginning it was in darkness, total darkness. Then the child so weak, the child in darkness, comes out of darkness and becomes the parent of other children. The seed became the tree for other seeds. The child became the parent for other children. And when dawn broke, it never only came out of darkness, it became light for everyone. So when Almighty Allah touches, it is not only that a person is made to stand, that person is made to be able to make others stand. Where a poet described Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's effect on Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He said, you were that miraculous man that people who were blind, not only did you give them eyesight, but you gave them the miracle to give eyesight to others also. When Almighty Allah touches, not only does the seed come out of darkness, it becomes a tree. The child doesn't come out of darkness only, he becomes the father, the mother. And dawn doesn't just come and break through darkness, it gives light to everyone else. Now when we say, min sharri ghasiqin, that I also need to be pulled out of darkness. Means I'm not just asking to come into light, I am asking to be made light for everyone else. I must be made light. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's one dua was, And he ended the dua. First he would say, Allah, light in front of me, light behind me, light on my right, light on my left. And then he would say, Oh Allah, make me light. Waj'alni nura, make me light. A'zimli nura, give me a huge portion of light. And he would say, make me light. Out of darkness, not only did the Nabi take people out of darkness, he gave them the miracle to pull other people out of darkness. This is the Rabb. What a miraculous touch this is. Rabbul Falak. That he doesn't only take out of darkness, it goes much further. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Say, I seek the protection of that Rabb. Rabb, now you understand what real tarbiyah is. A mother and a father is known as a murabbi. Murabbi means you look after me. But everyone knows the person who looks after you can't make you. They can't make you. The little that they'll do for you, you'll always remember. You'll tell the teacher, I am who I am today because of you. But he only did one thing, right? He never took you point by point by point by one thing in your life he did. Otherwise, all the other times he shouted you. Maybe also you hate him, but when you meet him, you can't tell him, I hate you. So you say, I remember you. That one time, and he gets happy also. Yeah, he likes me. He doesn't like you. That one person met a teacher after very long. And he said, the biggest influence in my life was you. And the teacher looked and said, like, how? So he says that, you remember that one day when I stole in the class? And then you closed the door. And you said, no one is going out until we find. It was a very valuable item. Watch. Someone's watch. But to protect me and my honor, you told everyone must close their eyes. And then as you searched, when you found the watch by me, no one knew it was. And you carried on searching everyone, so that no one could work out where you stopped. But I'll never forget that day. You saved me on that. So the teacher told him, amazing you telling me this. He says, on that day when I searched the boys, I closed my eyes also. I closed my eyes. But I never want to know which student of mine is stealing. I also closed my eyes. And that man would say, teacher, what a teacher. Like one day, said, you are really a murabbi. You made me on that day. One day. Almighty Allah is a true murabbi. Rabb. Allah makes us every day. And every moment He makes us. The thing develops so fast. Without asking Allah, imagine how much development is taking place. But when you ask Allah, and you're asking through this word, Rabbul Falak, this Rabbul Falak got a unique asar. That, oh Allah, whoever you took out of darkness, you never just take them out and leave them there. It went much further. The child became a father. The seed became a tree. The light became light for all. So how is it that I'll ask you to take me out of darkness and then I expect you just to leave me there? It's not going to happen. So when you ask, Rabbul Falak, Lama have mentioned when Allah is asked for anything, then the word before, you can't have it with anyone else. You say, Mommy do this, Mommy do that. But you got no other name for mommy. So if you want lovely baking, it's mommy bake. You don't call a baker woman. Say, mommy bake this for me. Want your clothes washed, mommy wash the clothing. Anything is mommy. There's no new name. But by Almighty Allah, the name itself delivers the result. There are so many names. Ulama would say that at this moment, no use this name of Allah. Because this name got that thing in it which will get this result. This is قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. That Allah who causes so much things to come out of darkness into light. I ask you, مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقِ. Protection from the evil of whatever has been created. وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. And especially protection from the evil of darkness when it spreads. spiritual darkness, physical darkness. If I'm taken out of hasad, I mustn't stop there. I must now become the one that removes hasad from other people also. If I'm taken out of depression, I don't stop there. I now become the one who removes other people's depression. Whatever darkness I'm taken out of, Allah, it can't stop. Because by you, it just goes further. It only gets better. Take me out of all darkness when it covers. And it means take me into light, make me light after that. That I now start taking others out of darkness. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. To keep me in darkness, there are witches, magicians working. There are many people jealous, there's the devil jealous. There's an entire army that wants to keep me in darkness. But O Allah, the strong earth on who the whole world walks, could not manage to tell the seed, stay inside. You said out, and that small seed just broke every law and it came out. When the whole world on everyone walks, it doesn't go in. But when you commanded, the seed came out. So if all the magicians, all the witches, all the devils, all of them are after me, they blowing on knots, they jealous, they showing their jealousy. All of them want me to be more in darkness. But you and Allah will say, come out. Nothing could keep the child in. Everything opened up for the child. So much of darkness in the sky, dawn broke through everything. When everything ganged up against the sky, all the darknesses, dawn just cut through. So when all of them have ganged up against me, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ, from the evil of the devil when he's showing his enmity. I will explain it one more time and now you get a picture. When you will hear falak, you will see the seed coming into a tree. You will see the child coming as a man. You will see the dawn breaking and becoming light in the sky. I seek your protection from the evil of whatever you have created and from the evil of darkness. And then you will see yourself and myself, Allah make us all, coming out of darkness and becoming light itself. We must see that picture and then you'll enjoy the surah. Then we must see the evil witches and magicians blowing on knots. We must see Iblis, the biggest hasid, the most jealous of all, showing his anger. But we must see us rising above all of them into the protection of Allah. No one can harm me at all. Allah Ta'ala bless us all with the understanding of Quran. May Allah Ta'ala bless us that we are all taken out of darkness and brought into light. Read. You'll read three times inshallah. Every time when you see yourself coming out and say, oh Allah, make it happen. Oh Allah, make it happen.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.